We come in our scripture reading to Romans chapter 13. You'll find it on page 1206 in your pew Bibles. Romans 13 presents the foundations of Christian ethics. We see in the first portion our duty towards the state, towards the government. It's an important passage. Paul's writing at a time when there are evil Roman emperors. I'm sure he does not approve of them, but he says, don't forget that God has put the ruler in place. We are to render obedience civilly to the appointed authorities. This would include respect. We may have a president, a governor, a mayor who we think may be contemptible. As Christians, we are to treat that person with public honor. If we pray about them, we're to do so respectfully. Why? In honor of God who put them in place. We owe civil obedience. Now, there's a limit to that. It's very clear from the book of Acts, for instance, where Peter and John were preaching, and the Sanhedrin said, stop preaching. They said, we're sorry, we have to obey God, not you. The government does not supersede God's authority. But apart from that, we are to make every effort to be submissive and obedient citizens. Notice that this involves the military service. Many Christians believe we should be pacifists. Well, we read here that God has given the civil magistrate the sword. And sometimes that means that they have to lead us in war. It involves capital punishment. If they wield the sword only has one purpose. There's no agricultural use of a sword. It is a taking of life, and judicially and in otherwise, it is one of the tasks God has given them to restrain evil. We are to be obedient citizens. Now, the second half talks about our lifestyle as the way that love will shape us into an ethical, a godly, a loving life. And actually, this passage is famous. The last few verses were instrumental in the conversion of St. Augustine. He heard some children reading them, he heard some children saying, tele lege, take up and read. He picked up the Bible to this passage. And he was convicted by verse 13 because these were his sins. And the Lord used that to cause him to believe the gospel that he's heard. So these are words that will convict us as well. And then verse 14 tells us to put on the Lord Jesus. There's Christian ethics. But then notice this too. A proactive opposition to sin. Make no provision for the flesh. We're to fight sin proactively. Why? Because of the debt of love that we owe. These things being said, let's give ear to the reading of God's holy, inerrant, his life-giving word, Romans 13. Let every person be subject to the governing authorities, for there is no authority except from God, and those that exist have been instituted by God. Therefore, whoever resists the authorities resists what God has appointed, and those who resist will incur judgment. For rulers are not a terror to good conduct, but to bad. Would you have no fear over the one who is in authority? Then do what is good, and you will receive his approval. For he is God's servant for your good. But if you do wrong, be afraid, for he does not bear the sword in vain. For he is the servant of God, an avenger who carries out God's wrath on the wrongdoer. Therefore, one must be in subjection, not only to avoid God's wrath, but also for the sake of conscience. For because of this you also pay taxes, for the authorities are ministers of God, attending to this very thing. Pay to all what is owed to them, taxes to whom taxes are owed, revenue to whom revenue is owed, respect to whom respect is owed, honor to whom honor is owed. Owe no one anything except to love each other, for the one who loves another has fulfilled the law. For the commandments, you shall not commit adultery, you shall not murder, you shall not steal, you shall not covet, or any other commandment, are summed up in this word, you shall love your neighbor as yourself. Love does no wrong to a neighbor. Therefore, love is the fulfilling of the law. Besides this, you know the time, that the hour has come for you to wake from sleep, for salvation is nearer to us now than when we first believed. The night is far gone. The day is at hand. So let us cast off the works of darkness and put on the armor of light. Let us walk properly as in the daytime, not in orgies or in drunkenness, not in sexual immorality and sensuality, not in quarreling and jealousy, but put on the Lord Jesus Christ and make no provision for the flesh to gratify its desires. The grass withers and the flower falls, but the word of our God abides forever and ever. Amen.